From NPR News, this is Day to Day. Many colleges are just beginning their fall semester, and several private schools this year have crossed a painful threshold, painful for parents anyway. Tuition at those universities now costs more than, ready, $50,000 a year. Joining us now is John Dimsdale from Marketplace. I can't even say it. $50,000 a year?
It is tough to get out.
Yeah.
I'm told that George Washington University was the first to charge more than $50,000, starting a couple years ago. But others now include the University of Pennsylvania, Cornell, New York University, and Columbia. Many Ivy League schools like Harvard and Yale are very close to the $50,000 mark. So for these schools, tuition, room, and board now costs more than the median annual household income in the U.S.
So, if it's more than that, how is the middle class supposed to pay for this?
Well, you know, for these elite private schools, tuition's been going up faster than inflation, so it does seem to be getting farther and farther ahead. But remember, two-thirds of the students at these private schools receive some sort of financial aid, either from federal or local governments or from the colleges themselves. And that includes more and more merit-based aid. It's not just income-based anymore. Also, you know, there are plenty of good public colleges and universities where tuition is more in the $6,000 to $10,000 range. And the states that support those have been trying to keep them affordable, according to Terry Hartle with the American Council on Education.
We have seen in the last few years a number of states that have, in essence, frozen tuition. Tuition at the State University of New York has been flat for 4 years. Tuition at the University of Maryland system has been flat for 4 years. This is a product of a pretty good budgetary situation for state governments.
The problem is that many states are now facing tight budgets, and so, you know, they've been trying to keep this tuition down, but there's usually a big jump when they can no longer keep them low.
So let's turn to some possible federal action and look at both candidates for president. Are they saying anything about college costs?
Yes, they are. Both Senators Obama and McCain advocate beefing up federal grants and tax breaks for higher education. But, you know, there's a more immediate issue on the federal level. A set of tax deductions for college tuition expired at the beginning of this year, along with some other tax breaks for businesses like incentives for research and development. And so far, the Senate has been unable to muster enough votes to renew these tax breaks. So senators are under some deadline pressure as Congress comes back from the summer break next week to get that done.
Thank you, John. That's John Dimsdale of Public Radio's Daily Business Show, Marketplace.